إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. We give thanks to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May the blessing and peace be upon the noble Prophet Muhammad, his household and companions all together. InshaAllah, this is going to be a continuation of the explanation of the book Bulugh al-Maram, still on Salah. The author says, وَعَنْهَا And from Aisha radiallahu anha, قالت, she said, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي من الليل ثلاث عشرة ركعة يوتر من ذلك بخمس لا يجلس في شيء إلا في آخرها. She said, the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم would observe 13 rakah at night. Yutiru min dhalika bikhamsin, 5 out of the 13 rakah will be the witr. La yajlisu fi shay'in illa fi akhiriha. He would not sit in the 5 rakah except at the end of it. What about the first 8 rakahs? So at times, maybe you observe 2 rakah tashahud taslim. So then you observe the remaining 5 rakah at a go. There won't be any sitting except at the end of the 5 rakah. This will be the witr. Why the 8 should be the shafir, that is even. The 5 will be witr. So at times you observe this night prayer this way. وعنها from Aisha رضي الله عنها as well. قالت, she said, من كل الليل قد أوتر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فانتهى وتره إلى السحر متفق عليهما. Aisha said, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم observed وتر throughout the night. How? That is, the first part of the night he had observed his witr. In it, he had also observed his witr in the middle of the night. He had also observed his witr at the last part of the night. فَانْتَهَا وِتْرُهُ إِلَى السَّحَرِ. But his witr, the witr he observed last, that is the last practice, was that he will observe the witr at the last part of the night. So this tells us that you can observe your witr at the first part of the night after Salatu and Isha. And if one does jamr, maybe there is a reason to do jamr, either as a result of rainfall or as a result of journey. So if one decides to observe witru after Salatul Isha, one can do that. So witru comes in after one has observed Salatul Isha. Even if it is during the time of Maghrib that one observes Salatul Isha as a result of combination, one can come up with the witru after the observance of Salatul Al-Isha. So it is not compulsory that it must be delayed till the normal time of Isha. Since one has enjoyed the combination of Maghrib and Isha, one can come up with once we through after Salatul Isha. Then, if one decides to delay it till the middle of the night, this is also okay. Some people, after Salatul Isha, maybe they observe the two rak'ah after Salatul Isha, which is the Sunnatul Isha al-Ba'diyah. They may wake up at the middle of the night, let's say around 12, past 12, or thereabouts, and observe their witru. This is okay. But the best is for one to delay it to the last part of the night. And this is what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did last. But all of the above, so to say, are okay. You can observe your witru at the beginning or at the first part of the night after Salatul Isha, and one can observe it in the middle of the night, one can observe it at the last part of the night, and this is a bed. وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما قال عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص may Allah be pleased with him and his father says قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم the messenger of Allah said to me يا عبد الله او عبد الله لا تكن مثل فلان do not be like so and so كان يقوم من الليل he would observe قيام الليل that is he will rise he will get up during the night to observe قيام الليل فترك قيام الليل but he later abandoned قيام الليل so Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم was advising Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As that he should not be like so and so. So this tells us that there is nothing wrong in you trying to caution somebody when you see that the person is likely to copy another person that should not be copied, follow another person that should not be followed. So this does not mean that you are advising. You are trying to give nasiha. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Ad-dinu an-nasiha." The religion is nasiha. So when you see something that can harm somebody, it is expected of you to call his attention, to caution him. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this hadith said to Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, "La takun mithla fulan." Do not be like so and so. Kana yaqum min al-layl. He observed qiyam al-layl before. Fataraka qiyam al-layl. And he abandoned qiyam al-layl. Then we understand from the hadith that qiyam al-layl is not compulsory. It's not like the five daily prayers. We understand from the hadith. Why to be compulsory? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have emphasized it more than this. Then for the fact that somebody said to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he would not add anything to the five daily prayers, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Aflaha in sadaqah." He has succeeded. He is successful. He is truthful. That is, if he keeps to what he has said. If he can maintain the five daily prayers, pray them the way they should be preached, then aflaha is successful. When Ali ibn Abi Talib, from Ali, the son of Abu Talib, he said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أوتروا على القرآن, O people of Quran, observe witr. فإن الله witr, for Allah is witr. يحب الوتر, He loves witr. رواه الخمسة, the five reported this, that is Al-Imam Ahmad, Abu Dawud, Nasai, Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, wa sahahahu Ibn Khuzaymah, and Ibn Khuzaymah also recorded it in his Sahih. So this tells us the importance of witr, salat witr. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded the Ahlul Quran. Who are Ahlul Quran? These are the people who stick to the teachings of the Quran, even if they do not memorize it. As long as they stick to the teachings of Al-Quran, they are Ahlul Quran. The best among them are those who memorize the Quran and also apply it. They apply it. They memorize the Quran and they use it to guide their life. So these are the best of Ahlul Quran, followed by those who could read the Quran and they also coordinate their lives with the Quran, followed by those who do not memorize the Quran or could they read it, but they listen to lectures and they abide by the teachings of the lectures. They listen to the teachings of the Quran and they benefit from those teachings. So these are the third category. As for those who memorize the Quran but act against it, so these are blameworthy people. They are blameworthy people. And that's why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the similitude of a believer who recites the Quran and also acts by it. He said the person is like Utrujja. Utrujja, this is a fruit called citron. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Rihwa Tayyib, when you see Utrujja, citron, it has a good smell. Fatamuha Tayyib. And when you have a bite of it, it is also nice. It tastes well. So this is a similitude of a Muslim who recites the Quran and acts by the teachings of the Quran. Then he gave the example of the one who does not recite the Quran, but he acts by the teachings of the Quran. He said the person is like what? A tamra. It's like a date. He said, as for date, tamu al-tayyib, it has a good taste. Wala riha laha. But it does not have what? A smell. That is a dry ditch. Does not have what? A smell. But when you have a taste of it, you like it. That is the example of a Muslim who does not know how to recite the Quran, but he implements, he carries out the teachings of Al Quran. Then he gave example of a munafiq who recites the Quran, but it does not act by it. The munafiq recites the Quran but doesn't act by it. He said, such a person is like Rayhana, a kind of flower so called basi. So he said, it has good smell, but it doesn't taste well. Then a munafiq who doesn't recite the Quran and does not act by it, he said, such a person is like Hamdola. Hamdola, that is a bitter apple. So it doesn't taste well and does not have what? Smell, a good smell. So the point here is that when we say somebody is among the Ahlul Quran, these are people who act by the Quran, whether they can recite it or not, whether they memorize it or not, as long as they implement the Quran, these are the Ahlul Quran. These are the people of Al-Quran. And this is the most important thing. This is the most important thing. The Quran is revealed so that we can act by it. كِتَابٌ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَدَبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, a blessed book that you have sent down to you, that you have revealed to you, so that the people can ponder on the verses, and so that those who are ulul albab, that is the people of reasoning, they watch, they will admonish themselves with it, they will also act by it. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged the Ahlul Quran, how to observe witr. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ وِتْرُ. Allah is witr. Allah is out. Witr in the Arabic language means out. Shuffle is even. So Allah is witr, is out. So you can say one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Witr. So you can name a child Abdul Witri. يحب الوتر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves al-witr. So it is good that we observe it. And as we've learned, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is witr at times will be 7 rakah, at times will be 5 rakah, at times will be 3 rakah. So when we had everything together, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will observe 13 or 15. 15, that is in the night, maybe 2 rakah after Salatul Isha, the Sunnah of Isha, you observe that. Or the 2 rakah that you commence the prayer of the night with, you will commence the prayer of the night with 2 light rakah, then before you will now observe maybe 10 rakah, then you observe witr 3 rakah. So everything will be what? 15. All together. And at times everything will be worth 13. So that's why scholars said, when Aisha radiallahu anha said, مَا كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَزِيكْ فِي رَمَضَانُ وَلَا فِي غَيْرِ عَلَىٰ إِحْدَى عَشْرَةَ رَكَعٍ. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not exceed 11 rakah in Ramadan and after Ramadan. That she was talking about the witr alone, not talking about the 2 rakah that Messenger of Allah who commends the prayer of the night with the 2 rakah, 2 light rakah. So it will not, she didn't want to add that to if she added it, it will be 13. It will be 13. So if she added maybe rakah and fajri, everything will be 15 together. So that's why she said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who observed 13 rakah at night, the rakah al-fajri, together with the rakah al-fajri, that is everything will be 13. So there is no contradiction between a statement that Messenger of Allah will not exceed 11 rakah and a statement that he would observe 13 rakah. And the statement of some of the reporters who have said he will observe 15 rakah. So some added the 2 light rakah before the main prayer of the night. Some added what? Rakah al-fajri to it. So at times they will say 11 if they did not add those two. At times they will say 13 if they added those two. At times they say 13 if they added the rakah al-fajri. At times they say 15 if they added the 2 rakah that will precede the night Salah. One Ibn Umar, from Abdullah Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال, he said, اجعلوا آخر صلاتكم بالليل وترا. Make your salah to be witr at the last part of the night, that is, or the last thing that you observe at night, let it be witr. Now this is command from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is it compulsory that I observe wudu that is odd? Is it compulsory to make my salah odd at night? Or I can also make it shorter even. So if you want to go by this, we say it is compulsory because this is amru wal aslu fil amri al wujub. And the basis is that when we see a command from Allah or the Messenger, the basis is that it's obligatory. But what most scholars are upon is that it is not compulsory to make the last part of our salah at night to be odd. Why? It was said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi himself at times who observe 8 rakah plus 1 making 9, then he would make taslim and he would sit down and observe 2 more rakah to make it 11. So with this, he had concluded his salah at night with other than witr, because the last thing he prayed was the 2 rakah which he prayed seated. Some of the scholars said, can't we say this is one of the specialities of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? This would have gone like that. However, Ibn Khuzaymah Ali rahmatullah reported in his Sahih that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna hadha as-safar jahdun wa thiqal." Or, "Inna hadha as-sahr jahdun wa thiqal." This safar, that is this journey, is something that is difficult and is something that can be overbearing, so to say. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَإِذَا أَوْتَرَ أَحَدُكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ. When one of you is observing witr at night, he said, فَلْيَرْكَعَ رَكَعَتَيْنِ. He should observe 2 rakah. فَإِنِ سَيْقَضَ. If he observes the 2 rakah and wakes up later, وَإِلَّا كَانَ تَعْلَى. If he's unable to wake up, or he did not wake up to bring more rakah, to make it odd, he said the 2 rakah that he has observed will be in place of his witr. So with this, the command, اجعلوا آخر صلاتكم بالليل وترا, make your last salah at night to be odd, is not wujub, is not obligatory. It is not obligatory based on these 2 hadith that the Messenger of Allah, Allah himself, would terminate his last prayer at night with even rakah, and he also allow the believers to do that. One Talq bin Ali radiallahu anhu qala, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لا وتراني في ليلة. طلب علي رضي الله عنه said, I heard the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم say, لا وتراني في ليلة. There is no 2 witr at night. You can only observe 1 witr at night. You cannot observe witr twice. Once you have observed it, you have observed it. So somebody who observes his witr at the beginning of the night, so to say, or after Salatul Isha, he has observed the witr. He will not say he's going to observe another witr again, that is odd salah. Or the one who observes it at the middle of the night, he has observed it. Or the one who observes it at the last part of the night, so la witrani fi laylati. There are no 2 witru in a night. You don't observe 2 witru in a night. This hadith was reported by Imam Abu Dawood in his Sunan. Likewise, Imam Tirmidhi also reported the hadith in his own Sunan as well, from Qais bin Talq bin Ali. Qais, the son of Talq bin Ali. Talq bin Ali is a father. Qais is a son. So Qais bin Talq bin Ali said, according to the report of Abu Dawud, Zarana Talq bin Ali. Talq bin Ali visited us. That he visited his family, the family of Qais, the son. Zarana Talq bin Ali. Talq bin Ali visited us fi yawmin min Ramadan. He visited us in a day in Ramadan. Wa anfa indana, and he was with us till the sunset. Wa aftara, he broke his fast with us. Thumma qama bina al-layla, then he led us in salah. Wa awtara bina, and he also observed with us. ثم انحدر إلى مسجدي. After that, Talq bin Ali, the father of Qais, left for his own mosque. فصلى بأصحابي. He led his companions, that is his people, he led them in salah. حتى إذا بقي الوتر. After he had observed some rak'ah, then it was time for him to observe witr. قدم رجلا. He put forward a man, فَقَالَ أَوْتِلْ بِأَصْحَابِكَ. He said, lead your people in witr. فَإِنِّي سَمِعْتُ نَبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولُ. For I heard a messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. I heard a prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم say, لَا وِتْرَانِ فِي لَيْلَةٍ. You don't observe witr twice in a night. You don't observe witr twice in a night. That is, I have observed witr in the house of my son Qais bin Talq bin Ali. I led them in Salatul Maghrib, Salatul Isha. I led them in Salatul Taraweeh. And I also observed witr with them. Then I'm also leading you, or I've led you in Salah again. But I'm not going to repeat the witr that I've prayed, because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La witrani fi laylati. You don't observe witr twice in a night. So the hadith brought by Ibn Hajar that Talq bin Ali said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, witrani fi layla, this is the story that led to him quoting the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now if we look at the hadith critically, it not the position of those who say you cannot exceed 11 rak'ah. You cannot exceed 11 rak'ah at night. Why? This companion led his son and his family led them in Salatu Taraweeh and observed witr. Then he went back to his own people to also lead them in Taraweeh again. The only thing he refrained from doing is to bring what? Another witr. He made do with the witr that he prayed while he was in the house of his son. But he went ahead to pray more rak'ah. And this corroborates the position of the scholars, majority of the scholars who have said that there is no any limitation to the prayer of the night. That is the number of the rak'ah that you can observe. Based on the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar, Salatul Layl Masna Masna. The prayer of the night is 2-2. فَإِذَا خَشَ أَدُكُمُ السُّبْحَ. If one of you is afraid that subh will overtake him, he said, فَلِصَلِّ وَحِدًا. He should pray one. 2-3 لَهُمَا قَدْ صَلَّى. It will be the witr of all that he has observed. So masna masna. The fact that Aisha radiallahu anha, the Messenger of Allah would not exceed 11 rak'ah, or 13 rak'ah, or 15 rak'ah, does not mean one cannot exceed that. But the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, going by the way he observed his night prayer, he would not exceed 11 rak'ah. Because he would lengthen each rak'ah. In one night, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu joined him willingly. He joined him. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was just reading. So the companion said, was Atta Hamantu Bisaw. He said, I intended something evil. Then the person that he was telling that said, what's evil? He said, I wanted to abandon him and sit down because it was too lengthy. That is why. Hudayfa ibn Yaman radiallahu anhu also one day joined the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He started with Surah Al-Baqarah. He was reading. He said, I said he would stop when he got to verse 100. But he didn't stop. He continued reading. I said maybe he will break the two. He would use Surah Al-Baqarah to watch, to finish two rakah. Huh? So he did not stop after completion of Surah Al-Baqarah. Yeah, in the first rakah, he continued. He jumped to Surah Al-Nisa, he finished everything. He came back to Surah Al-Imran, finished everything. So he said he wanted to run the race. So this is the message of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just in the rakah. And it is said that at times he will make the ruku to be close to the qiyam. He will make the sujood to be close to the ruku in terms of length. So look at the way we pray. If the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tried to make it simple, he would do sujood that would take somebody the time to recite 50 verses. Huh? Sujood. That you make, you take one the time to recite 50 verses. So if she now said, ما كان from يزيد في رمضان ولا في غير الاحدى عشرة ركعة, it will not exceed 11 ركعة. This is understood. Because how many people could pray the way the Messenger of Allah would pray in terms of lengthening of the raka'at of. So if somebody wants to pick the 11 rakah, you should not exceed 11 rakah. You should also pick the length. That if you are going to pray, it must be 11 rakah. You must not exceed 11 rakah. And you must not reduce your standing, your ruku, less than that of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So and there is nobody that is saying this. And that's why Ibn Taymiyyah alayhi rahmatullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said there is no ta'ukid. But this Messenger of Allah never fixed it that you should not go beyond so and so rakah. So what he has said, Salatul Layl, Masna, observe two rakah. This is to make things easy. Then to the Messenger of Allah, at times, you observe 8 rakah to go, 8 rakah, no sitting until on the 8th rakah. Then he walk to sit and do tashawwush. He won't do taslim, he will rise for the night rakah. Then he will now sit and do tashawwush. Next taslim. You know how many hours this will take? But they don't encourage us to be using this because you may fast, you may release what gas. And when you release gas, all that you have prayed is what? It's poised. So you have to start afresh again. So he said, was Salatul Layl, Masna. The prayer of the night is two rakah. So you do two rakah, you make the shower, you make the sleep. So that one is what? It's recorded. But Aswali himself, he had the power to watch, to pray 8 rakah at the group. You will only sit on the 8th rakah and do the shahud, but you will not make the sleep. So alhamdulillah. Now the second report, I said Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi also reported it. In the report of Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi, Tal bin Ali, Kaz bin Tal bin Ali said he had his father say, Sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I had the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, La wutrani fi layla. He don't observe witr twice. He don't observe witr twice in the night. So Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi did not bring the story that led to that statement. Abu Dawud brought the story. But Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi added something which Abu Dawud did not add. And what is that? He tried to explain the hadith. He said, وَاخْتَلَفَ عَلُ الْعِلْمِ فِي الَّذِي يُوتِرُ مِنْ أَوَّلِ اللَّيْلِ. The scholars, they differ concerning the one who observes his widow at the beginning of the night. ثُمَّ يَقُومُ مِنْ آخِرِهِ. Then, he has the opportunity to also rise at the end of the night. He has observed the widow before, that he has completed his salah with Hajj. Then he has the opportunity to also get up at the last part of the night. What should he do? فَرَأَ بَعْضُ عَلِ الْعِلْمِ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَمَنْ بَعْضَهُمْ نَقْضَ الْوِدْرِ. He said, some of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those who came after them were of the opinion that he can do نَقْضُ الْوِدْرِ. He can do what نَقْضُ الْوِدْرِ, that is, he can break the witr. He can what? Break the witr, revoke the witr. He has observed witr, he has concluded salah with Hajj. So he said what? He can do naqd al witr. How is he not going to do the naqd? How is he going to cancel it? So he said, وَقَالُ, he said, يُضِيفُ إِلَيْهَا رَكَعَةً. He said, he should bring another raka. You know, he terminated that one with one raka, with Hajj. He said, if he rises at the last part of the night again, he said, for the وَقَالُ يُضِيفُ إِلَيْهَا رَكَعَةً, he should bring the raka. وَيُصَلِّمَ بَعْدَ لَهُ. After he has brought the raka, you make the shahud and make the sleep. So that will appear as if he is what canceling the witr that he terminated his salah with, that is the previous salah. Then he cannot start two. He said, وَيُصَلِّي مَا بَدَى لَهُ. He will pray, observe whatever he feels he can observe. ثُمَّ يُوتِرُ فِي أَخِرِ صَلَاتِ. Then he will not bring witr at the end of his evening. Now when you look at it on the surface, he has observed two witr. But as the Sheikh has said, they believe that the one rakah that he brought when he gets off, the one rakah that he brings when he gets off, at the end of, at the last part of the night, will be cancelling the witr, making the witr that he has observed before to be watched evil. They will not bring witr. So with this, they believe he has not acted against the statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with rani fi layla. He shouldn't observe two witr in a night. Some of the scholars they said this is not correct. Why? They said he has eventually observed three witr, not even two witr now. The one that he observed before going to bed, that's one witr. And the Hajj. Then when he wakes up, bring another one with the intention that he's canceling the one that he has observed, is observing another witr. So when he now observes another witr again at the end, that should be the same witr. However, this is opinion of words of some scholars, grown from among the companions of Al-Imam Tirmidhi alayhi rahmatullah has said. لأنه لا وتران في ليلة وهو الذي ذهب إليه إسحاق. This is the position of Al-Imam Ishaq bin Rahwayj. وقال بعض أهل العلم من أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Some scholars from among the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم وغيرهم and other than them say, إذا أوتر من أول الليل, if he observes witr at the beginning of the night, that is after صلاة العشاء, ثم نام, then he sleeps. ثم قام من آخر الليل, then he rises at the end of at the last part of the night. فإنه يصلي ما بدا له, he will pray whatever he can, ولا ينقض وترا, he will not cancel the witr that he has observed. ويضع وتره على ما كان, he will leave the witr as it is, that is, he will conclude that what I have observed witr, or rather, I cannot observe more
nafila. I can see observe more nafila, but it will be even now. It will be even. Don't forget, you said the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at times who observe what 8 rakat you do, then you make the shahush, you will not make the sleep. He will rise, bring 1 rakat, make the shahush, make the sleep. That will be 9 rakat. They will not sit. Observe 2 more rakat with tashahush and tasleem. Which means it is not end his prayer that very night with what? With urge. He ended it with evil. Likewise, the hadith that I said Ibn Khuzaymah brought. So, wallahu alam, this will be the way their opinion. That if you have observed with you before, as some of us will do, maybe before we go to bed, we observe our witr, the urge for that, then we go to bed. When we wake up, does that mean we cannot observe anything again? Because Messenger of Allah said, Ija'alu akhira salatikum ilayl witran. We said, this is not composed. That order, that command is not composed. That your last prayer at night should be urge. It's not composed. So you can still observe as many rakah as possible. Wa huwa qawlu Sufyan al-Thawri. This is a statement of Sufyan al-Thawri. Wa Malik bin Anas. And al-Imam Malik bin Anas. Wabdil Mubarak, Abdullah bin Mubarak. Wa Ahmad, al-Imam Ahmad. Wa Adha al-Sah. Al-Imam Muslimi says, and this is more correct. لِأَنَّهُ قَدْ رُوِيَ مِنْ غَيْرِ وَاجِرٍ أَنَّ النَّبِيَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَدْ صَلَّى بَعْدَ الْوِتْرِ. Because it has been reported from more than one source that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam observed Salah after witr. So let's go back to watch, go back to the hadith in Bulugh al-Maram. Say Ibn Hajar says, وَأَنْ طَلْقْ بِنْ عَلِي from طَلْقْ بِنْ عَلِي قال إتاج سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لا وتراني في ليلة. I heard the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم say, do not observe 2 witr in a night. رواه أحمد. الإمام أحمد reported it. والثلاثة. Likewise the 3. Likewise the 3. He said what? وصححه ابن حبان. And ابن حبان also included it in his Sahih, that is in Sahih ابن حبان. Sahih ابن حبان. So the 3 and ابن حبان. Likewise الإمام Al-Imam Ahmad. So who are the 3? Who are the 4? Who are the 5? So we have mentioned it several times. The 3, that will be Tirmidhi, Nasai, Abu Dawud, without Ibn Majah. The 4, that includes Ibn Majah. The 5, that includes Al-Imam Ahmad. One Ubay bin Ka'ab, radiallahu anhu, called. From Ubay bin Ka'ab, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوتر بسب اسم ربك الأعلى وقل يا أيها الكافرون وقل هو الله أحد. رواه أحمد وأبو داود والنسائي. وزاد ولا يسلم إلا في آخرهم. أبي بن كعب سيد المسلم of الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وزاد وتر بسب اسم ربك الأعلى first rakah. The second rakah, قُلْ يَا إِلَى الْكَافِرُونَ. The third rakah, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَجْ. So Imam Ahmad reported this. Abu Dawud, Nasai, وَزَادَ Nasai included, وَلَا يُسَلِّمْ إِلَّا فِي آخِرِهِنَّ. And he will not make it except in the last rakah. So you can observe your 3 rakah witr at a go. You can observe, so you observe the first one, reciting Surah Al-Fatiha and Sabbih Isma Rabbika Al-A'la. You get up,
to also bring the second rak'ah, reciting Surah Al-Fatiha and Qul Ya Ayyuhal Kafir. You get up again to bring the third rak'ah. No sitting, no tashahud. So bring the third rak'ah. And you recite Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad after Surah Al-Fatiha. Then you do tashahud, you make the sleep. This is established. It is established. But for you to do each two rak'ah, tashahud, no tashahud. Then you bring the tenth rak'ah, tashahud, tashahud. This resembles Salat al-Maghrib. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, do not pray your witr to look like Maghrib. The Hanafis, they support that. But the third hadith, do not pray your witr to look like Maghrib, is against their position. So the correct position is that if you want to observe the three rak'ah as a group, so there will be no tashahud, no tasleem. No tashahud, no tasleem. Alternatively, which is the common one, you observe two rak'ah, tashahud, tasleem. Then you rise to bring the third rak'ah after observing it, tashahud, tasleem. This is the common one. But you can also do the other one. But the one that is not correct is to observe it as if you're observing Salatul al-Maghrib. This is not correct. So contrary to the position of the Hanafis. Wali Abi Dawood wa Trimizi. Al-Imam Abu Dawood and Al-Trimizi, they also reported Nahu, something similar, an Aisha from Aisha. Not from Ubay ibn Ka'b ibn Samarah. وفيه إن التجيز كل صورة في ركعة وفي الأخيرة قل هو الله أحد والمعوذتين. So in the last one he will recite قل هو الله أحد and the two معوذتان قل أعوذ برب الفلق and قل أعوذ برب الناس. والله أعلم this particular one that has the addition of Al-Mu'awwidhatan, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq and Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. Scholars differ on the authenticity of the addition of Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq and Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. Sheikh Al-Albani alayhi rahmatullah authenticated it. But a lot of scholars of hadith say that addition is not authentic. Another is this one, in their witru, they recite Surah 2, الأعلى said بسم ربك الأعلى بفوت ركا and he was up they will recite كل أيها الكافرون the second ركا and he will say كل والله أحد the third ركا he will not ask كل أعوذ برب الفلك أو كل أعوذ برب الناس. So this is the more correct position. This is portrayed. It has more evidence than the one reported from Aisha radiallahu anha with the addition of Al-Mu'awwidhatan. Well, Ibn Hibban also added, Man adraka al-subha walam yutir, sorry, Wal-Abi Sa'id al-Khudri from Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu anna Nabi Sallam qala awdhu qabla an tusbihu. Or Muslim, observe witr before subh. That is the subh, that the witr that you want to observe, make sure you observe before the dawn. So watch al-fajr as-sadiq appears. So can we say it's not okay to observe the witr or watch? Because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, أَوْتِرُوا قَبْلَ أَنْ تُصْبِحُوا. Observe your witr before subh. So Imam Muslim reported it. وَلِبْنِ حِبَّانْ أَذِي مَنْ أَدْرَكَ السُّبْحَ وَلَمْ يُوتِرْ فَلَا وِتْرَ لَهُ. Whoever meets subh, that is when the food comes out, and he has not observed witr, فَلَا وِتْرَ لَهُ. he has no wisdom. He has no wisdom.
Scholars say this is applicable to somebody who is awake. Somebody is awake, but he doesn't observe the wisdom until the truth appears. Until the truth appears. So there is no point observing it. What about somebody who sleeps off? He sleeps off. By the time he wakes up, it is already done. It is done. Can the person still observe it?
وعنه قال عن from أبو سعيد الخدري استاذ قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said من نام عن الوتر whoever sleeps off the witr أو نسيه or he forgets it فليصلي إذا أصبح أو ذكر issue pray when he wakes up or when he remembers. Rawi al-Khamsa, the five reported is illa al-Nasa'i, except al-Imam al-Nasa'i. So when you wake up, you can still observe it. It happened to Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, but Imam al-Nasa'i reported this. So he woke up late. By the time he got to the Adhan of Fajr, so he observed the witr after the Adhan had been made. So when he got to the Masjid, he was expecting because he was the Imam, and he told them that he was observing his witr. That was why he came late. So this tells us that if somebody has a genuine excuse for not observing the witr before the Adhan of Sufi, that is the second Adhan, which is the Adhan that marks the beginning of the true dawn. So the one who has a genuine reason, maybe he sleeps off only or he forgets, such a person can still observe it, But the one who is deliberate, such a person would be the one that will say the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Fala witr ala." He has no witr. وعن جابر رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم he said the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said من خاف أن لا يقوم من آخر الليل whoever is afraid that he will not get up at the end of the night فليؤتر أولا he should observe his witr at the beginning of the night that is after صلاة العشاء. And this is what a lot of people do. You see, a lot of people in this room, in the masjid, that they will be observing eat, because they just want to go home, maybe eat and rot, and go to bed. Is this okay? No harm. Because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, man khafa, whoever is afraid, Allah yakuma min akhir al-layl, that you will not get up at the end of the night. Falyuti awwala. You should observe his witr at the beginning. وَمَنْ تَرْجَعَ أَنْ يَكُومَ آخِرًا whatsoever wishes was the hope that he will get up at the end of the night to observe his witr for you till آخر الليل. He should delay it till the last part of the night. فَإِنَّ صَلَاةَ آخِرِ اللَّيْلِ مَشْهُودًا for the salah of the last part of the night is witnessed by the angels. And this is better. And that is why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would love to delay his witr till the last part of the night. Aisha radiallahu anha, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wake her up. Though he had been observing the Qiyamul Layl, he had been observing it. But the witr, he will not joke with it. He will wake up Aisha radiallahu anha. He will say what? Ya Aisha, kumi fa'awjihi. Oh Aisha, get up and observe your witr. Get up and observe your witr. This is at the last part of the night. One Ibn Umar from Abdullah ibn Umar, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال, from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, إِذَا طَلَعَ الْفَجْرُ when Fajr appears, فَقَدْ ذَهَبَ كُلُّ صَلَاتِ اللَّيْلِ وَالْوِتْرُ the prayer of the night and witr, they are all gone. فَأَوْجِبُ قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الْفَجْرِ observe your witr before the coming out of Fajr. I think these have been explained. وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي ضحى أربع ويزيد ما شاء الله. So we should stop here. سبحانك رب وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. Maybe we have patience. Now the question is, when we say the petition of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, relenting is rukun, relenting is sujood, what was he saying in the relenting rukun and in the relenting sujood? So we say the normal adhkar that you know, that you say in sujood. So Subhana Rabbi al-A'la is sujood. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim in rukun. So the minimum you can say is one. Though it's good if you say three. But it is best if you say as many as you can. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will say or will say as many as possible. So if you are in your rukun and you continue to say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, you say as many as 50 or 100, no arm. Or just try to make it out. Or maybe 101 or 99 or 50 something. So no arm. So the zikr to say when you are lengthening your rukuk can be Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. The zikr to say when you are lengthening your sujood can be watched Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. So Allahu A'lam. Now, the question is that somebody who wakes up late and it is already dawn, can he eat his sahur at that time? He wakes up late. I've said somebody who wakes up late. So, can he eat his sahur at that time? The answer is no. He cannot eat his sahur at that time. He cannot eat his sahur at that time. So he should fast like that. And we know that sahur, that is the food that we eat at fahar, that is the time before the true dawn, is called sahur. Eating the food itself is called sahur. What is it compulsory to eat sahur? It's not compulsory to eat sahur. But it's something that is recommended. It's something that is recommended. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Tasaharu fa inna fi suhur baraka." Take your sahur. In taking sahur, there is baraka in it. So the person should fast like that. What if the person cannot bear it after he has commenced fasting? If it will lead to the person maybe collapsing, he should break it. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. But he shouldn't say, I cannot fast when I did not eat what? Sahur. We say fast. Fast, try it. But when it's going to lead to something else, don't allow it to lead to that thing. You break it, that means you'll be paying it back later. Wallahu a'lam. Now when you are observing Qiyamul Layl, should you do more rak'ah or you should do more, we should do us longer qiyam, longer ruku, longer sujud. The best is to do longer qiyam, longer ruku, longer sujud. And if you try that, you will be ending up like that of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You'll not be able to exceed 11 rakah. Huh? If you try that. But Islam is simple. If you know that one is not something that is easier for you or easy for you, you can do that for what? Many rakah, many rukun, many sujud. You can do that. As long as your raka is not too short. It's not too short. Like what some people will do after finishing Surah Al-Fatiha, it was Muhammadani, to go to Ruku Street. Some people in some of our local masajid. So maybe they just read just one or two verses. After completing Surah Al-Fatiha, he said what? Alif Lam Mim, Dhalika Al-Kitab Al-Ariwa, Huda Al-Muttaqin, Allahu Akbar. So they say what? It's observing 20 rakah, 40 rakah. This is not encouraged. You are not saying it is haram, but this is not encouraged. The Messenger of Allah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, let us know that the best Salah is Tulul Kunuj, that is Tulul Qira'ah, for you to recite long. That is the best Salah, Allahu Akbar. It is not okay for one to be attending program held by people who are not Ahl Sunnah. Because they mislead one. They may mislead one. So one should be attending programs held by Ahl Sunnah. This is what is good for one. The Salaam story warned people against that. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said to Aisha radiallahu anha, when you read the verse, "Huwa alladhi anzala alayka al-kitab minhu ayatun muhkamat hunna umm al-kitab wa ukhra mutashabihat." فأما الذين في القلوب زيغ فيتبعون ما تشابه منه ابتغاء الفتنة وابتغاء تأويله وما يعلم تأويله إلا الله والراسخون في العلم يقولون آمنا به كل من عند ربنا وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم writes this verse that Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, He's the one that has sent the book to you, review the book to you, in which verses that are muhkamat. A verse that is muhkamat is a verse that everybody can easily understand. وَأُخَرُ مُتَشَابِهَاتِ. And there are verses that look alike, that at times can be used by people of desire to justify their desires and heresies.
فالله سبحانه وتعالى said the muhkamat are umul kitab. Whenever you have issue, he turn them back to the muhkamat, the ones that are clear. No verses that are not clear, that some people want to use for their heresies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأُغَى الْمُتَشَابِهَاتِ فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْهُ. Those who have zayg, a kind of misguidance, turning away from the right path, that they have, those who have this in their heart, they follow that matashaba. They already have a position, and they will be looking for evidences for their position. This is worse, or is bad rather. Huh? For somebody to already have a position, then is looking for evidences to buttress his position. What a person, if he does not find evidences that will support his heresy, he will be what, hell-bent on it. Because he already has a position. And this is what the scholars will always warn us. They will say, istadilla, istadilla, summa aqtaqidi. Gather the available text on the matter. Then after that, you take a position. But when you already have a position, you'll be looking for evidences to justify your position. And this is the way of the people of Bid'ah, the people of Ahwa. So for the fitna, they want to cause fitna. Because if they use what is not an evidence as evidence, some people will follow them and they will be misled. Obtigal ta'wili, they want to watch, they want to do the ta'wil so that it will agree with what they have already taken. وما يعلم تأويل إلا الله والراسخون في العلم يقولون أما النبي كل من عند ربنا وما يذكر إلا أولي الألباب. To the end of it. The point here is that Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Aisha, إذا رأيتم الذين يتبعون ما تشابه منه. When you people see those who are always following what is ambiguous, what can be interpreted this way? Living what is muhkama, فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَمَّ اللَّهِ. These are the people that Allah has mentioned. Said, فَحْذَرُوهُمْ فَحْذَرُوهُمْ. Avoid them. So you don't sit with innovators. When you sit with innovators, they mislead you. So this is general advice. Now you may not see people sitting with innovators, or learning under innovator, that is not the general rule. The general rule is that don't sit with innovators. That is when it comes to the issue of what? Learning teaching. Don't learn under an innovator. Because it will mislead you, that is the basis. But some people might learn from them, and because they are strong, they will not be able to watch. They are not misled. But you can't give that as what? As a general advice. General advice that don't sit with innovators. And that is the general advice. So when you have somebody sitting with an innovator and the person is not affected, this will be strange. This watch will be a surprise. The basis is that if somebody sits with an innovator, will be affected. We have seen a lot of religious people who try to patronize the innovators. At the end of the day, they also took their akida. So they took their akida. So that is why I said, don't attend the gathering of those who are not Ahlus Sunnah. Don't say, but they have some things that they think that is good or that are good. So that may be the bait that will make one fall for their way. So not Allah la afiyata wa salama. So Allah wa'ala. Well, one should be sincere. Sincerity matters a lot. Having at the back of your mind that you want to know the truth and you want to practice the truth. Now, for the first time, you are looking for the truth. You may not get the right person. But if you are sincere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will eventually guide you to the right path. وَالَّذِينَ جَهَادُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبْلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعْنُ مُسْلِمِينَ If you are sincere and you are always looking for the truth, you will be eventually guided to the right path. If you are sincere. And this means that what? You will be asking questions. And when you are asking questions, you want the one that is going to give you the answer to the question to back it with evidence. Somebody who is not backing what he's saying with evidence, and the one who is backing it with evidence, if you are a searcher of truth, who are you going to follow? The one that backs it with evidence. But once you say, this is my sheikh, this is my sheikh, and whatever he says is what? It's final. You have blocked the way of sincerity. The way of sincerity has been blocked. This is my sheikh, and whatever he says is final. Is your sheikh a prophet of Allah? No, he can, whatever I say can be the final. So he has to bring evidence of whatever he is saying. If you are sincere and you are always looking for the truth, you'll be guided. Then, when you are seeing those who are what, who are guided, you also listen to the advice. You also listen to the advice. There will be those that will be telling you, you can what, learn from so and so person. Then with your own words, with your own caution and sincerity too. Because the sheikh has said you can learn from so and so person. That doesn't mean you should throw away what, the search for evidence. You should always be looking for evidence. The only person that cannot be questioned is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's why Imam Malik said, مَا مِنَّا إِلَّا رَدُّ مَمَرْدُودٌ عَلِيهِ إِلَّا صَحِبَ عَلَى الْقَبْرِ There is nobody amongst us except that he refutes people and they also refute him. Except the one who is buried in this grave. He's the one that his statement is final. Whatever other person, he make a mistake. But if you are always interested in knowing the truth, looking for evidence, Allah will guide you. So, I repeat, you stay with the people of Sunnah. You don't stay with the people of Bid'ah. Because the people of Bid'ah are not people who are looking for the truth. They are people who already have what? Who already have a position. And they are looking for text to justify their positions. Why the people of Sunnah are people who stick to what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, and they don't leave whatever he has said for the statement of anybody, kind or kind, if it goes against the statement of Allah and His Messenger. Wallahu a'lam. Don't mention names. The Ahmadis, their position is that he is a prophet after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is against the Quran, is against the Ahadith of the Prophet, is against the Ijma of the Salaf Salih, and that's why around the early 70s, so they are declared not to be Muslims by the collapse of
the Ummah, by the scholars of the Ummah, I mean the scholars of the Sunnah, that they are not Muslims, because you can't claim that I am a prophet after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the fact that you have those who can give talks among them, that doesn't mean we should watch, we should record. And this is the exact thing that we are talking about. So by the time you know one will be what dragged into that aqidah, you start arguing that what there is a prophet after the Prophet Muhammad, the Prophet Muhammad is not the last prophet. So that's the reason we should watch, we should avoid those who are innovators. They may say some things that will carry us away. So this may be something that may be big on the heart of some people, or some of us. But this is the blunt truth. So any person who says there is a prophet after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such a person is not a Muslim. It's not a Muslim. So forget the memorization of the Quran, forget memorizing a hadith, the hadith the person has memorized. Forget about that. We have what is called Nawaqid al-Islam, the nullifier of al-Islam. If somebody memorizes the Quran, he memorizes a hadith, and the person is abusing the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are you with me? He is speaking ill of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is memorization of the Quran or a hadith going to save him? How the question is played. Somebody memorized the Quran, memorized riwayat, he memorized a hadith. But the person is abusing the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wallahi, his memorization of the Quran does not mean anything. Does not mean anything. So we have what is called Nawaqid al-Islam, the nullifiers of Islam. So, and that's why it is important that we know these things. Allahu a'lam. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.